Welcome to the Communication and Relationships Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the amazingness of Miss Inez Bracey. Inez, take it from here.
Oh, Tanya Hoffman, the fabulous Tanya Hoffman, creator and thought leader and all of that of the Public Speakers Association. I just appreciate that introduction. You amazing woman, you. Yes, yes, yes. So today we're talking about communication and relationships. And the way that I'm going to talk about this today is to give you some food for thought. So you might want to grab a pen and paper if you don't have it, or recording even. It's up to you. But it's what I'm going to say. So when I start talking, you're going to know how this comes about. What I'm going to say today is so important that you really want to capture it in some way, because what I talk about today can transform your life, change your life, however you look at it, just by taking one of the things that I talk about that resonates with you, and you find, wow, this makes sense for me. So, getting started, we're going to talk about the most important relationship and communications that you can have is that relationship and the communications that you have with yourself. Because most of us spend quite a bit of time with ourselves. And when we are with ourselves, our brain and our mind is usually not blank. And much of the chatter, and I'm going to call it chatter, but many of the thoughts that go on in our mind are not supporting us. Then, of course, some of them are. So what I'm going to talk to you today about is self-love, self-talk, self-worth, and self-esteem. Now, I have a friend who has written several books, and we were having a conversation the other day, and he was saying that this was a huge conversation. We even got a little loud. He was saying that there is no way that one can have these four things that I just mentioned, self-love, self-worth, and self-esteem, well, the three things, without having edification and exaltation from someone else. And therein lies the rub, because I know for sure when we depend on others to give us our self-worth, our self-love, and our self-esteem, we often find that we never get it. So let's first of all talk about self-talk. Now, I am a huge proponent of listening and being mindful to your self-talk. But whenever we are, even in groups of people, we can be sitting down with 10 people at a table and we're having a conversation, and the self-talk that's going on in our head, in our mind, could either be about the people or about, well, I really don't want to be here. Who am I to be at this table? Why am I here? What? And just go on and on and on. That is your self-talk. When you wake up in the morning, what are you saying to yourself? Are you saying, I am blissful. I am fabulous. I am smart. I love myself. Or do you get up and you think, another day. Let me see how I can make this day and come on, you know, and do what I got to do and be done. Look at the difference in the energy of the words that I just spoke and the words I spoke prior to that. See, everything is energy, and because everything is energy, everything is moving at a certain pace. The pace at which you think energetically is the pace at which you will attract to you and love yourself also in a way that supports you in your beingness. So if you wake up and you're excited to get out of bed, your energy's high, that is showing that you love yourself. You're not depending on anybody to exalt or edify you. You are creating and generating the love from yourself just because you are here. Do you know, just being here is really magical and miraculous, because you had, 100,000, 90,000, 75,000 sperm trying to run to that egg? and one penetrated. Now, just think about all those other, boy, they were so disappointed. They just fell by the wayside. So the mere fact of your conception tells you that you are unique, you are important, you matter, all of those things. And somewhere in our life, we find that listening to others who are not exalting or edifying, we lose much of all that we were already given at birth. So self-talk is extremely important. Pay attention, be mindful of your self-talk, because when you are, you'll catch yourself when you are not loving, using loving words. Promise yourself, write this down. I promise myself right now that I will use only loving words when talking and speaking about me to myself. I want you to underline that, highlight that, pay attention to that, because I can guarantee you when you start making that your practice, it becomes your habit and you start being in the now. Most of the time when we're beating ourselves up about something, it's all about something that happened in the past or something that's going to happen in the future that we think is going to happen in the future. We don't know. We would like to have it happen, but we don't know. So whenever you find yourself beating yourself up, putting yourself down, not really talking to yourself in a loving manner, remember this conversation. That's why I want you to highlight that, underline it, write it three times, whatever it requires for you to just implant that in you so that you will always have it. That's about self-talk. So now let's talk about self-love. And when we talk about self-love, that is the exquisiteness, the blissfulness, the mindfulness, the joy of knowing I matter, of knowing that my love for me is all-encompassing. My love for myself is so encompassing that it spreads out. It's a light for others. My love for me really gives me the focus, the ability, let me say, to focus only on my desires, being in the now. It gives me the ability to create non-negotiable boundaries for myself. Now, when I talk about creating non-negotiable boundaries for myself, these are the core values, these are my principles, these are the knowing things that I will not allow myself to breach or violate. So what could be one of the principles by which you live that you know for sure is a core value that nothing would make you violate that? That is the self-love that you have for yourself. That is the protection that you give yourself, the honor that you give yourself. Now, feel your shoulders going back, because, yeah, girl, we're getting into this. So as you feel your shoulders going back, your chest going out, yes, because it matters, you matter. And in developing this communication and relationship with yourself is going to improve the relationships and communications that you have with others, because you will be coming from a place of self-love. When you love yourself, there are people that you will not allow in your life, period, because they just don't match your energy. And when I talk about energy and vibrations, I think of higher vibrations and lower vibrations, because, you know, everything vibrates. The chair on which I'm sitting is vibrating. I'm glad it's going very slow because I'm not moving around. But I say that to say everything vibrates. So when you start vibrating at a higher level, those who are vibrating at a lower level cannot come to you unless you come down to them. A part of loving yourself, knowing your core values, will not allow you to lower your vibration, because then you're dishonoring yourself and disrespecting yourself. And that is something we don't want to do. The decisions that you make are all driven from that core value, that principle, that self-love. And you discover that no is a complete sentence, just as yes is. And that is one of the most beautiful things. When we make that discovery, it's like, wow, I don't have to explain myself. I just said no and I can walk away. But we say no, and then we go into, well, I got to go here. I got to pick up the children. My grandchildren are coming. No. No is a complete sentence, period. That's all you. It's all that's required. So that's all about self-love. Now, when we talk about self-worth, that is your sense of self. That is your sense of your innate perspective and your innate knowingness of yourself. Self-worth, often, as I mentioned earlier, we come into the world with it. And depending on the family in which you decided to come into, they didn't even allow you to cry. They were right there, boom, boom, boom. By the time you were out, they had a bottle in your mouth, they had you picked up, all of that. So your self-worth was great. And then there's the dynamic that changes as you no longer are required to have them meet every one of your needs. You want to be a little bit independent. I love it when babies, toddlers say, I can do that myself. I just smile and let them go ahead and do whatever they think they could do if it is a safe and bound in the boundary. So when you're looking at that and they encourage you, I know when we had our first children, our first grandchildren in the family, whenever they would do something, we clap, clap, clap. Oh man, it was so awesome. They made their first step. They said their first word. Ah, it was just wonderful. And it got to the place where they would do something and look around for their clap, you know? And we realized that that's what was happening. So it was quite interesting. But when I talk about self-worth, I'm talking about that internal state of being that comes from self-understanding, overstanding, and innerstanding. And let me explain. When we talk about understanding ourselves, that means that we know who we be, and I didn't say are intentionally, because are would be the roles that we play in life, the roles and the things that we do. Being is our genuine knowing being self. And as we are being in touch with that, we understand that it's okay. We overstand. Overstanding is almost like standing outside of yourself and looking down at yourself and being so exquisitely pleased because you know who you be, you love yourself, and you know your self-worth. Now, when I talk about self-worth, I'm not talking about your house, your car, your job, your clothes. None of that matters. All of that is outside of you. All of that is material things. Yes. Many of us like to surround ourselves with beauty and exquisiteness and luxury. Perfect. That is an outward sign of all the things that one can get in the material world. But as we look at our inner being, are we luxurious inside? Are we exquisite inside? Are we immersed in understanding ourselves to the point that knowing who we be, knowing our self-worth, translate out into the blissful life that we present to others, and nothing outside of us can influence how we feel about ourselves. Yes, when somebody edifies us, when somebody exalts us, it makes us feel great. But how about edifying and exalting yourself? When we do this, it doesn't allow us to feel so worthless when things don't go our way. I had a client the other day, and her biggest thing was as a child, trying to please her father. And no matter what she did, if she brought home all A's, he would say, you should have brought A plus. So even now, she's in her 60s, she's still doing the same thing, trying to please others. So we're working on that so she can get to the point where pleasing herself becomes the most important thing for her to do. whenever you have a high level of self-worth, this means that you never allow, and this is something else you might want to write down, highlight and all this other stuff. Having a high level of self-worth, understanding, overstanding, understanding yourself will never allow you to be defined by outside forces, other people's opinions, or any of that. Your self-worth will keep your confidence strong. You will have unshakable faith and resolve because you know your self-worth. Now, that is a wonderful place to be when we know our self-worth. And in knowing our self-worth, it is amazing how much better our life becomes because we make our own decisions. And as we make our own decisions and we move forward in our life, focusing only on those things that I like to say bring you exquisite joy. And as you are focusing on those things in the now, as long as we continue to be in this moment, not allowing ourselves to worry about what didn't get done today, what was on the to-do list, not worrying about what we're going to do tomorrow, it is easier to love ourselves. When we start letting outside influences, past thought, future thought, come into play. We lose track of right now. And when we lose track of right now, then that is when we start having these problems. So write this down, allow nothing outside of you to influence how you feel about yourself, to influence how you know yourself to be. See, when you create your non-negotiables for you, that means that I am creating these non-negotiables for myself, things that I will do, things that I will not do under any circumstances. Just the other day, I was at the Office Depot, and this girl had used the copy machine. And when she finished using it, it showed that she got a receipt. And she says, we were standing in line. She says, you know, I didn't put my card in there, so I don't know how I got a receipt. Something is wrong with this. She says, I'm going to stand here and wait and figure out, let the lady tell me what happened. And sure enough, the previous person had not logged out. So her copies were made on that credit card. Now, I was impressed with her because she said, I know I didn't put my card in. How did this happen? She knows her self-worth. She has her self-love. She has her self-talk going like, I can't walk out of this store knowing that I didn't put anything in there. See, those are the kinds of principles and values that we have that we will not violate. Now, some people would have gone, oh, this must have been a gift for me today. Oh, this is my miracle today. This is my unicorn. This is my magic. And walk out the door. She, on the other hand, understood that she had not paid for it. Nobody had said to her, I'm paying for this for you. She waited and they handled it. So what is it in your life that you know for sure you will not allow anyone to do, to say to you? That's another set of boundaries that are non-negotiable that you create. Because when you create your internal boundaries for yourself, now these boundaries will also reflect on the people you allow in your life. And the people you allow in your life is just that. Because one of the things that you get to do is create your own universe. And in creating your own universe, you get to love yourself unconditionally. Now, as you create your own universe with self-love, self-talk, self-worth, and self-esteem, you find that your higher energy attracts to you nurturing people to support you in your beingness. And as these nurturing people support you in your beingness, it is amazing what happens. As you continue to love yourself, practicing the self-love, the self-talk, the loving words to yourself, you will find that your bliss, and you won't hear me talk about happiness because happiness is usually event or situation driven, but I can tell you that bliss is generated from within. So as you generate one of the highest vibrations, which would be bliss, gratitude, and love, as you generate these, you're loving yourself, saying loving words, you're generating bliss every day, and I suggest that you start a gratitude journal. You could write 3 gratitudes a day, only 3. You can write more if you want to, but only 3. And in doing this, it keeps your energy up, and it also keeps you understanding, understanding, and being perfectly okay with yourself. Now, there will come some times when things will come as like, oh, my God, did that really happen to me? Go through your process of letting go. And your process of letting go is easier saying, okay, that happened yesterday, the day before, 10 minutes ago. Reframe in your mind how it happened. Look at what happened and decide, am I going to allow this to lower my self-worth? Remember, this is something outside of you. So as long as it is outside of you, why would you allow it to diminish you from the inside? It's all about you. And the longer and the more you understand that it's all about you, it's all about your value, it's all about your knowing, it's all about your energy, it's all about your love for yourself. Yes, it feels good. I love when Tanya introduced me. That really felt good. But that's a feel-good feeling coming from somebody else. What I get to do is generate my own feel-good feelings so that my self-worth stays high, whether Tanya Hoffman is in my life or not. And that is what we get to do. I am so excited to have shared this information with you. And I really, really trust that you took some notes that resonated with you. So if I said anything that made sense or didn't make sense, that too can happen sometimes, especially when I talk about understanding, overstanding, and interstanding. Because that's coming from the spiritual metaphysical realm. And all of that is all a part of mind, body, spirit, which we are all one. It's not broken out into those 3. So as we look at this, as we look at what are we going to do for the rest of the day? What are we going to do for the rest of the night? How am I going to use any of this information that Inez said? If you don't do anything else that I mentioned today, remember to always, always, always use loving words when you speak to yourself.